Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north. The wow. Toronto Raptors win 114-110.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. And as you heard, and as you likely saw last night, the Toronto Raptors are the NBA champions, beating the Golden State Warriors in six games. Before we get into the breakdown of the game, I just want to make a promise to you, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
We have not talked before the show yet today, so I just want to lay this out there for you. I'm not going to make this about myself today. I'm going to really try to separate my emotions from watching the two teams that I'm heavily invested in get decimated over the last couple of weeks, either by the Raptors or by injury. I am ready to talk some basketball with you. I'm ready to look at the offseason. I'm ready to talk about how this series went down the way it did and if the Raptors should be held with the same standard as other past champions. And I'm going to do that all from a professional and rational way. I hope that my emotions don't trickle in. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer, but I'm not going to make this about me. That's my promise to you and the listeners, because if it was about me, I would be crying for 4 hours. I'm very upset about what happened last night, but again, not about me.
Okay. All right, I expected you from last night. Was, three of us were texting, and from what I saw on Twitter last night, that first of all, you're in. You made it in. That's the step one.
Was there any doubt?
Well, I just thought it might have been a tough one for you. Getting here, it might have been a tough one for you last night, I guess, because of I know your connection with the Warriors there, but you sound a little rough last night, but you made it in. Good thing. And that you would be just, this would be a rough 4 hours. And it's, I'm not saying we're out of the water yet, but all right.
Well, I said I was going to try.
You're going to try.
I'm not saying it's going to be successful.
Well, so far, 3 minutes in, it's good. We're doing all right. But, I mean, go ahead. If you have, I was going to let you, but if you want to get something off your chest right away, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. I think that I have a feeling you're not going to give Toronto any credit for winning this thing. And yeah, Golden State had got two major injuries. I mean, who would have guessed when the postseason started that the two major injuries would take these guys down? I think we all know Golden State is a great team with all three of those guys cooking. All right. And Clay was rolling last night. But, I'll tell you, at the end of the day, though, Toronto still won the NBA championship. Those guys hit some shots. Those guys came up big, and they saw a team that was buckled like the Warriors, and they stepped right through the door and were able to take it.
See, and this is where I need to separate my emotion, and then also where I need to sort of try to look back at this as if we're viewing this 5 years later, because I think with any championship run, you can look at teams and say, well, if that didn't happen. I mean, even look at our last championship in Wisconsin, the 2010 Packers. That was a team that went 10-6. They needed DeSean Jackson to return a punt against the Giants to even get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, you know, there's different things that you can point to that happened. If the Steelers don't fumble, do the Packers really win that Super Bowl? If, you know, just you can dissect that. Sports, especially when you get to that level, it's like, you know, a game of inches a lot of times. It's a game of split second decisions. And there are going to be those things. And historically, what people remember is more that, yeah, the Raptors won the championship rather than, well, we'll see with this one, because this one, there's never been anything like this where you lose Kevin Durant after 12 minutes and then Klay Thompson missed. Remember, he missed a game. He missed game three in addition to the injury he suffered last night. So I think those two injuries are very big. Do you look back now? Is it going to be the same as when you look back in 5 years? Are you going to think, well, the Raptors only advanced to take on the Bucks because of that shot that Kawhi hit against Philly? And then against the Bucks, they completely stopped shooting, and the Raptors were able to take advantage of that. And then against the Warriors, you've got the injuries. And then you've got the storyline of Fred VanVleet, who I really think will fade back into obscurity. I think it will strike midnight for him. I don't think he's this good, but he outshot Steph Curry in this entire series, essentially. So you've got guys like that that have stepped up. You've got Kawhi Leonard. Could he stay? Will he leave? I do give the Raptors credit. They are a good team. You don't win the NBA championship where you have to, you know, win seven game series over and over if you're not a good team. And Nick Nurse did a lot of good things, and the team stepped up, and guys, you know, played above themselves, and that's what you have to do to win a championship. Right now, though, and that's where I'm trying to separate it, I do look at this title with an asterisk. I look at this as sort of a, you know, what if title. I fluke might be too strong of a word because, yeah, again, it's the NBA and, you know, you play a lot of games, but the way they won this title, I don't think the better team won.
Yeah, but still they went through.
I don't think the better team won the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not even sure the better team won against, you know, in the Toronto semifinals between them and Philly, looking back now.
If it's one game, that's okay, then I could get it. Or a best of three. But in a best of seven, I mean, Toronto still beat Philly in a best of seven. And if Kawhi misses that shot, they still go to overtime. That was, you know, that shot there.
True.
They still go to overtime. It was the game winning shot, but it was still a tie game. And then I think in a best of seven, you know, you can't. They won 14 games after that, or they won up. They won eight of the 14 after that, I guess. So I don't really look at that as lucky. They got on the roll. They took advantage of the injuries. They beat Milwaukee. You know, I look at it like, geez, if Milwaukee would have won that series, you know, they would have played Golden State, and who knows what would have happened. You know, if does Klay get hurt in this series? You know, Durant. You know, how does he get hurt again? You don't know. You don't know, but I think it would have been an opportunity for Milwaukee to win an NBA championship. Of course I do. But you know, the Raptors, man, they had so many guys step up on that team to win a championship. They had so many guys. Yeah, VanVleet hit the five threes. You know, Leonard was solid last night. You know, Serge Ibaka was so good. Serge Ibaka was hitting turns in the lane, and he was just. He was so huge for those guys, I thought, in this series. He wasn't great against the Bucks. He was good in Game 6, but I thought in this playoff series, this NBA Finals, he was really good. But I thought there were just so many guys who came to the play for the Raptors that, yeah, you know, they took advantage of some injuries, but, you know, they still won the NBA championship. There's been teams in the past that, you know, couldn't climb through the door despite everything handed to them. They were able to do it.
They won. They made some hard decisions to get to this point. They almost completely shredded the past. They made that a big sort of mantra. Toronto did is that we've had guys that we've liked here, but we're tired of being close. We want to win a title. They made a trade, a risky trade, you could say, but they ship out DeMar DeRozan, bring in Kawhi Leonard. The risk there is you don't know if he's going to stay past a year. Now it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to want him to stay, and I don't know whether this title. I don't know what it does for his decision, if it makes it more likely or less likely to stay, but they were only guaranteed 1 year of Kawhi. They fired a coach who was coach of the year, and they fired him because they didn't think he was the right guy to get the job done, make a couple of moves along the way, get the in-season acquisition of Marc Gasol, ship out Valanciunas, ship out Wright, ship out some of these other guys that have been important for you in the 2018-2019 season. They took a lot of risk. And it all paid off. And then when they got to their final matchup against the Warriors, they were aided by the fact that the Warriors were not at full strength. And even then, they continued to lose guys in this series. Kevon Looney, you can talk about his impact. He missed a game. Klay Thompson, as we mentioned, not just leaving last night, a torn ACL, which is going to keep him out until February or March, if not longer, which is going to completely shake up again even more than the KD thing. Now you've got two big free agent decisions dealing with injuries from the same team. I certainly give the Raptors credit. I certainly do. I just, when I look back at this championship, my first image will be Kevin Durant on the floor. And then my second one will be Klay Thompson walking back to the locker room. And then maybe my third one is Kawhi Leonard. So I'm going to forever, I think, even separating my emotion, I'm going to look at this as a series that the Warriors did not win because of injury, rather than a series that Toronto fully 100% deserved.
I'm going to look back at Van Vliet hitting all these threes. I mean, not only threes, but rainbow threes in desperation time, you know, at the end of shot clocks. I mean, some of those contested threes, boom, wide open.
5 for 11 last night.
Rainbow threes, Bart, man.
Don't even look at just the threes, Chuck. Look at all the shots that he had at the rack.
I know.
That he was falling down, circus shots that a guy like Fred Van Vliet, they don't make those kind of shots.
But
he made them all.
But the image I'm going to think is the threes, those rainbow threes, the ones that are scraping the roof of the arena. Those are the ones I'm going to think of. And then I'm going to think of Durant going down, holding his leg. Yeah, I mean, Sunday night or Monday night, whatever it was, Monday night. Yeah, but I think we all know, the Warriors weren't at full strength. I think with Klay was on such a roll last night. To have him go down.
Game 6 Klay, man.
God, he was unbelievable, man. He was. He was unbelievable. And, for him to go down like that, and to come walking back out of the tunnel, you thought, he had visions of Paul Pierce and Willis Reed and guys like that who came back to play or came to play with an injury, a leg injury. But he came back, hit those free throws, and they never saw him again. And it was a good thing, too, because he had the ACL tear. I mean, it was good for him. Bad for the team. Good for him that he stayed out.
He looked like he was ready to play on
it. He did. Because he was jogging in the tunnel there. But, he came back out, and I thought, okay, is this guy going to lead his team to a victory here? And he never came back. And, hey, the Warriors did a hell of a job just hanging in there without him. I mean, because they were so dependent on Klay. Did you see the stat toward the end of the game where they said Curry is 0-for-7 in playoff games in the final 20 seconds when trying to give his team the lead? I thought that was an amazing stat.
Yeah, Curry is going to get some criticism for not stepping up and carrying his team to a win, even with all the injuries. I mean, this is a multiple-time MVP here. He was 3-for-11 last night. He had 21 points, but he didn't make that shot. I know it was contested. I thought it was going to go down.
Yeah, it's a tough shot.
Didn't go down for Steph Curry. Didn't go down for the Warriors, and they end up falling 114-110. 799-1250 is the number to get in on this today. 414-799-1250. Jeff is in Oak Creek. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Jeff.
Honest question, and I'm not one of these guys that's calling up trying to argue or talk all this crap or this or that, because normally 99% of the time, Bart, I completely agree with your takes. But here's my question, and I want you to be honest. If Milwaukee is in that game last night, and this is what happens, is this the same take you're going to have this morning? Because here's how I hear this radio show. If Milwaukee's in the game last night, how I hear it is: this is sports. This is what happened. Injuries happened. You're in the championship. It's your job to step up. You didn't step up. You lost. Milwaukee won. I'm not a Raptors fan. I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
I was asked that question a few times in my Twitter meltdown last night at Wings Thinks, and my thumb got a workout this morning, deleting some of those tweets. I also did some shirtless periscopes, which I kept up one. You only get one, so I deleted one of them. No, I think that's a good question. I think that if Kevin Durant came back for 12 minutes, and then if Klay Thompson missed a game and a half, and if Kevon Looney even missed that game, if everything played out the same way, I would understand why people would say that this was a fluke. and I would probably, I would hint at it, but I would also celebrate. So for Toronto, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, they don't care, and I wouldn't care either. I would be more elated that the Bucks won a title than worrying about, you know, the problems of the other team. I would acknowledge it, and I would admit it, and I think I'll admit it now that yeah, they got a little lucky, but I would still be celebrating because it would still be. I'll take all the fluke titles that you want to give the Bucks, the Brewers, and the Packers. I will take that, but I would understand that the Bucks were the severe benefactors of some injury luck to the Warriors.
Well, that's, to me, that's still the most frustrating thing about this. I think if anything of any of this NBA season is a fluke, I think it's the fact that Toronto beat Milwaukee. I mean,
I agree.
Four games in a row that we lost. This should be us. This should have been us last night. We should be watching this us celebrate. We should all be hungover from a celebration. I think if anything is a fluke, it's got to be the fact that Toronto beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, but still, they won four in a row.
Thanks,
it's not that, you know, it wasn't like it was a NCAA tournament where you had one team better than the other for 40 minutes. They beat them four times. I think that makes it hurt worse that Toronto won the title last night. It's like, man, the Bucks couldn't beat these guys. The Bucks could not beat these guys. They had them. They were up 2-0 in the series. And, to say, Toronto won it on a fluke, then it's like, well, geez, if they won on a fluke, how come the Bucks couldn't beat these guys?
Again, fluke maybe is too strong of a word, but I do look at them as hollow in a way, and I would look at the Bucks that way. You beat the Warriors and they lose two of their top guys. Come on.
Who, the Toronto?
Anybody.
Yeah, but still, you can't take a championship away from them. They had...
No, they won the title. Yeah, I get it.
They won. They had so many guys just go off last night and play well. I mean, you look at Lowry. From the very beginning, he was good. And we mentioned Van Vliet. You know, Kawhi, MVP, solid. Serge Ibaka was good. Siakam was great. I mean, look how many players just played really, really well for those guys. And, that even said, as well as those guys played last night, Golden State minus two ultimate stars still almost pulled that game out. Almost pulled it out. And I thought when Cousins had that driving layup to the hoop, I think he cut it to 1 point. At that one point, I thought, oh, man, the Warriors are going to somehow in front of this home crowd win it. But, it was not to be.
Paul is in Sturtevant at 799-1250. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love your show. Bart, you need to get over it. Like, that's what happens when teams win NBA championships. Guys on their team step up, play well. Sometimes maybe they play a little bit over their head, but give Toronto credit. And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Bucks fan, extremely disappointed the Bucks weren't playing. But Toronto played exceptionally well throughout the whole playoffs. Kawhi's an MVP. Van Vliet stuck shots. Gasol played really well. Ibaka played phenomenally off the bench for him. I don't think you're giving them enough credit.
Let's think that if the Utah Jazz won a title where Michael Jordan played 12 minutes and then Scottie Pippen missed a game and a half, we would still, 30 years later, say, the Jazz, yeah, they won that, but the Bulls were injured. And that's what happened here.
No, Bart, that they can't control that. They can't control the fact that Durant's Achilles blew and that Thompson got hurt last night. Who's to say that when the Packers played Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl, for sure magic carpet ride, right? Everything went great for the Packers. The fumble, Rodgers was on fire, DJ Rodgers' interception against the Bears. If Rodgers doesn't trip up Urlacher after he picks it.
Oh, right. That's a good one, too. Yeah. I don't know if you're with us at the very top, but we did bring that up. Yeah.
Maybe it's karma. Maybe it's just that's meant to be. Give the Raptors credit. I mean, I don't think you can't say, well, Durant was hurt, Thompson. That's what happens. That's sports.
Yeah. Well, look how many multiple years injuries might have cost Green Bay a chance to go to the Super Bowl or advancing further in the postseason. I gave the Arizona example yesterday when they lost to the Arizona Cardinals when they were, they had injuries and they had Randall Cobb go down in that game. With a fluke injury falling on his microphone. They were decimated in that game. Even the year they won the Super Bowl, they had like 15, 20 guys on the injured reserve but they were able to pull it out. But that's happened to us multiple times. Our sports teams where, God, you know, you're going to war with one arm tied behind your back, and you know the other team wins.
I mean, I think I am giving the Raptors credit, am I not?
Yeah, more so than I thought you would.
I'm giving them a lot of credit. There's a lot of things that they did. They swung and took a big risk by letting Dwayne Casey go. They made a trade for a guy that they don't know if is going to stick around. It worked out for them. They had guys mm-hmm. step up when they needed them to step up. They deserve a lot of credit for this, but I think this is something that I will beat this to death now, is that think of the Jazz, and we can do other examples of this, but think of if the Jazz beat the Bulls in a series where Jordan played the entire playoffs, missed the finals, came back game five, got hurt after 12 minutes, and then Scottie Pippen missed a game and a half. We would still, 30 years later, say, yeah, the Jazz won. I mean, Stockton and Malone had sealed their legacy, but again, that was a series where Jordan didn't play and Pippen got hurt. You would say that every time you bring up that series.
Yeah, or
I think that's what's going to happen here.
Jordan doesn't hit that shot in game six. If they go to game seven, do the Bulls still win it? Now, Jordan hit that shot to win it in game six at Utah, and his last NBA championship. I don't know. I think you can probably go all day on that with injuries of this, but that's, as that caller said, the Raptors have no control of it. You know, the Bulls would have no control of it, or the Utah Jazz, the example you're given right there. I mean, that's just sports. It's just sports. I mean, there are injuries and all that. I always feel like it happens to our teams.
I know there's injuries, but we have never seen it on a scale like this. Mm-hmm. I don't think we can overstate the significance of how big these injuries were in the series.
Oh, and in last night's game. Yeah, you take away, they won two NBA, or how many titles did they win without Durant? Two? They won two titles without Durant with Kerr, with the Splash right. Brothers there. So they're still good. They're still a good team with Klay and Curry. But, Durant is great, too. And you take him out of the mix, and then Klay's on a roll last night, and you take him out of that game, and, it's just a blow to you guys. It's a blow to your team. And you still hung in there, almost won the game. But, yeah, I don't think anybody's saying, of course, around town today, people will say, well, you see a game last night, boy, how different. I mean, the storyline will be, how would that series have been if Klay would have stayed in that game, or if Durant had not blown out his Achilles and he had come back and he had played? I mean, yeah, I think you'd have a different series. But, didn't happen.
James says, I think the word you're looking for is tarnished, not a fluke. I think that's good. I think that's a good pivot. Yeah, fluke is a very strong word. I have a tweet out there last night where I said the word fluke 40 times. Tarnished is good.
Yeah,
you can't. And I've said this already today. You don't win the NBA Finals in the battle like of attrition that it takes to win series after series, and to go down against the Magic and come back, to have that series with the Sixers, and then to beat the Bucks after you're down 2-0, and then to beat the Warriors and rebound and after some losses. The Raptors certainly have every right to celebrate. They have earned the right to call themselves NBA champions. But if Kevin Durant played in the series, the Warriors would win. If Kevin Durant even played 5, 6, and 7, I think the Warriors would win. If Klay Thompson didn't get hurt last night, I think the Warriors go to at least Game 7, and then you see what happens from there. So, tarnished, I think, is a good word. The Raptors, and I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth almost, but that's where I feel. The Raptors deserve to be NBA champions.
Yeah, but I can't
but
even
I
look.
Still, I see it as a tarnished title.
Yeah, I can't look at it that way. I mean, anytime somebody wins a championship, I can't say, "Well, that's a tarnished championship." I mean, that was a hell of a journey for the Raptors, and what also worked out for them? Go back even further in the regular season, them giving Kawhi Leonard all that load management. I mean, he missed 20 games or so. I mean, that turned out to, and he still had an injury that he was playing through an injury too. We saw that against the Bucks. There were some times he was out there half speed. I mean, they gave him some load management. They managed him just well throughout the season. So he was healthy toward the end and fresh and ready to go. You know, that leads me to another thing here too, which we'll get to. You know, maybe the NBA season is too long. That you got to have this load management stuff. I mean, you have this load management for players. Well, because the season is too long. That's why. Maybe the postseason is too long that you got to do all this load management. You shouldn't have to do that if your season one is, you played a couple of times a week and maybe got down to 60, 65 games for a season. I know the owners would never have it, but maybe that's something you got to look at.
Some really good points coming in on Twitter, and I want to make sure we mention these at some point. Let's get to Mike first in Oak Creek, 799-1250. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm going to just state my point, and then I'll let you guys discuss it on your own. But it seems I watched every second of that game yesterday. Yes, Klay Thompson went down with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. But the real reason that the Warriors lost that game is with 0.9 seconds left, they called a timeout. They had no timeouts. Then Toronto, Kawhi Leonard tied it up at 110. Less than 1 second to go. Unbelievable.
Wait, the Raptors were already ahead at that point.
Real.
The Raptors were already ahead.
Wasn't it 110, 110, 109?
No. I mean, okay,
if they didn't call the timeout they don't have,
the game ends right there.
And it's over.
I mean, that actually was a smart move right there.
Yeah, it was a good move.
Because if he just sits on the floor there, I mean, who was it? Was it Draymond sitting on the floor? I mean, the clock expires.
Yeah, then it's over.
So, yeah, it cost him a technical, but it was a smart move.
Well, wasn't it 110 to 109?
No, they were ahead. No.
Okay,
no, they were up by two, actually.
That.
Raptors were actually ahead then.
All right, my bad then, my bad, but I'm going to go and relook at that. I thought they were up by one.
No.
Sorry, guys. See ya.
Don't worry. It's okay. 799-1250. Again, we'll get to some of the tweets talking about how you guys actually, we should be more mad because this should be the Bucks. Some of the tweets saying that, if you're going to look at this Raptors win as a tarnished title, you've got to go back and look at one of the Warriors as a tarnished. So we'll get to those points. We'll talk to you guys, 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
It was actually a one-point game, 111-110, in favor of the Raptors when the technical occurred, and then Kawhi went to the free throw line.
Yeah, and guess what, Chuck?
Made three of them.
Was a Draymond Green three in the first quarter that they counted as a two. And as soon as that happened, I thought they're going to lose this game by 1 point. Now, Kawhi got those three extra free throw attempts.
But then there was also offensive basket interference that shouldn't have counted.
Well, that shouldn't be a foul.
Shouldn't be a foul.
Offensive basket interference.
Oh, not a foul. You mean a violation.
Is a really dumb rule.
Well, that's the internet. I mean, that's another way.
And we saw that against Boogie Cousins the other game, too.
Because in international play, that's good. I mean, that was good last night that he called it. But, I mean, international rules, you could do that.
If your guy shoots it and then your other guy makes sure it goes down, why is that bad?
Well, then that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's a bad rule.
I mean, should they go to international rules where you're allowed to do that?
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
That's a whole different way.
All about you guys today, 799-1250. More from you coming up next. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
A lot of people were doubting me, thought I was either faking an injury or didn't want to play for a team. And that was disappointing to me. So me just going through that, and I just knew that I have to make myself happy and no one else. And I have to trust myself. Doesn't matter what anybody has to say about me.
Kawhi Leonard, Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. 114-110, the final, and Kawhi Leonard's your final MVP. Although it was not unanimous, Fred VanVleet got a vote from Hubie Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like 11 or 12 people who voted on this panel. And I saw that he voted for Fred VanVleet. Guess he was the MVP last night of the game, but series MVP is definitely Kawhi.
Look, I was talking a couple days ago about how I'd give Kevin Durant the MVP. If you want to truly talk about who's the most valuable, I mean, Kevin Durant's valuable. He didn't play, and it hurt them, but you don't actually write that on your piece of paper. It's Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah,
he's the Finals MVP. I get what Hubie's trying to say and do, but Kawhi Leonard's the deserving Finals MVP there. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you've listened to the show over the last few weeks or follow us on social media, I'm very heated. I'm very upset. The Raptors beat the two teams that I'm invested in. But I'm separating that today, or at least I'm trying to. How am I doing so far?
Yeah, doing all right. You're doing all right. You're hanging in there, you know, half hour into the show. If Golden State wins the series, let's say Klay goes out, they finish that one off, and Klay has a big game seven as well. He's series MVP.
Oh, I mean, sure.
Klay would have been the series MVP. He was playing. God, man, he was just every open look, and it was like he couldn't miss. He was unbelievable last night. He played so well in game sixes. And again last night, but boy, when he went down, it was like, oh boy, you could just feel the air go right out of that arena when he went down.
But then it came back in when he walked back out.
Sure, to shoot the free throws.
And then the air went out, and then watching TV, Doris Burke is like, they think that he might be able to, oh no, wait, we just found out he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And he won't play again until February or March. So now you've got these two decisions and these two guys that are free agents that are probably, I mean, they are both deserving of max deals. Where are they going to get this money from? Are the Warriors going to pay two guys that they're not going to see for at least 6 months of the season next year? I mean, I don't know what they do now. It's been a really hard couple of weeks for them. If you're the Warriors, it would almost have been better to lose to Portland or Houston along the way and have these guys for next year than lose the finals and then lose both of these guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it changes the whole face of free agency because now – the Knicks, if you're going to throw all that money to a guy or two, I mean, you can't throw it, you know, you're probably not going to throw it at Durant. You're probably not going to throw it at Klay. You know, Klay is probably going to stay there, I guess, and maybe Durant takes the, you know, his option here of $31 million. It's just a big cluster here in a couple of weeks. What's going to happen to free agency? Does everybody stay the same? Does Kawhi go back to Toronto? Do those guys go back to Golden State? And the best free agent out there, and you know, if I mean, who would be the best free agent out there? The summer of Kyrie, is that what it would be?
Well, it seems like he's going to the Nets.
Yeah, and then that's it. I mean, all the big guys would
Kawhi.
Be Kemba.
Kemba.
Well, no, I said Kawhi stays in if he stays in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's Kemba. It's Kemba and
Chris.
Well, Chris, yeah, I mean, he's the next tier of free agents. But, I mean, the five big guys with, you know, the main stars.
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony. Is he still around?
Vince Carter. He's got to go somewhere.
He's 48 years old.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah.
He opted out.
Yeah. How do you think he feels, man? How they won an NBA championship?
I think DeMar DeRozan feels.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan was such a big part of that team that
I know.
On the podium, Kyle Lowry gets asked questions about DeMar DeRozan.
Because they're best buddies.
Right. And he was such a big part of that team. And that's, you have to, I don't know, it was a big risk for them to shed that kind of guy who's been there for you to take a flyer on Kawhi, and it paid off. It was one of the great trades. It will go down as one of the great risky and paid off trades in sports history because they took a flyer on a guy. They still don't know if he's going to stay or not. It doesn't matter now. I mean, they got the title.
Yeah.
So Kawhi could go anywhere and never, and he could come out and say, I never want to set foot in Toronto again, and Raptors fans would still adore him.
But the number one free agent out there, I mean, you got to have, I mean,
Kawhi. They'll probably retire his number up there.
20, well, why wouldn't they? 20 for 1 year. Normally you wouldn't for 1 year, but 27 years old, the guy comes in, he's won two NBA titles. He just led a franchise that had never won into an NBA championship round, and they beat the Bucks, the best record in the East, and the take down Golden State. No matter what happened with the Warriors, I mean, he took them down, man. Yeah, he deserves to get his jersey retired because it's one season. He won an NBA championship for those guys.
Doug is in St. Francis, 414-799-1250 to get in. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great conversation. I'm just going to preface it by saying, that could have been us, and I'll quit with that.
I know.
But I think when you look at the Warriors, right, and if the team breaks up, I think it's healthy for the NBA, only because for the last 5 years, we've all been saying who's going to take second place. Now, I hate to see players go down, right? That was an unfortunate way to kind of break up that team if it happens. But I think then the NBA is wide open next year. And the fact that you had, you know, four All-Stars in a starting five, I just don't like the way the NBA is structured that way.
But you know what saw happen as a result on that, though? by having the four All-Stars, if two of those guys go out, you have no bench to help you out. That's the
risk. Right. And that's a big what if. And Chuck, I have to agree with you. Normally I agree, but I have to disagree that we changed the season just because the Warriors had a couple of injuries in the finals. When you look at any professional sports, it's the momentum and the healthy team at the end through the playoffs is the one that wins and really deserves the win because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, no, I didn't say because of that. I just thought that, you know, you're resting Kawhi for a quarter of the season and so many guys, including Giannis, getting load management. Do you almost think, and the regular season is so long that maybe if you play twice a week, it'd be more meaningful?
Yeah, that's why there's a premium on being deep, number one, and having a good coach and, you know, medical staff to manage your players. That's part of the game.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know, would it be more beneficial to the league and more meaningful for everybody if you had a weekday game and then a weekend game? You play the same amount of weeks of the season, but if you played twice a week, 65 games, would people be more into the regular season if you did that?
Yeah, like you said before, though, the owners lose a ton of money, and that's not going to happen.
No, I know.
I think Middleton made a little bit more money last night, unfortunately. But, again, I'm kind of excited that the NBA is wide open. You know, if Kawhi goes back to Toronto and they keep that team together, they're a powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Milwaukee can be, too. Milwaukee's going to be right there. I don't expect – I mean, if they bring everybody back, I don't expect Milwaukee to take a step back. And, they came in last year, and they were not one of the top two or three teams in the Eastern Conference, man. You'd be like, what the hell? How are you not there again? I expect them to be right there competing for an Eastern Conference championship.
The Bucks are one of the teams favored to win the title next year. The odds coming into the month of May had the Warriors at plus 175. They were the favorites. The Bucks at plus 450. So the Warriors were about 2-1 odds. The Bucks about 4-5-1 odds. And then next was the Celtics at 7-1. A lot of that has changed. And here's what it is right now from Westgate, the updated odds. The Warriors are still favorites to win the title next year, according to Westgate, plus 350, so about 3-1, 4-1 odds. The Lakers are 5-1 odds, so they've jumped up. Mm-hmm. And then the Bucks are 6-1 odds. Clippers at 8-1, Celtics and Raptors at 10-1. So a lot of that is figuring that Kawhi may be leaving. The Celtics are still in play there. The Bucks 6-1, their odds decreased a little bit, but that's because there's more congestion at the top, and they seem to like the prospects of Anthony Davis going over to the Lakers. But the Warriors still, even with Kevin Durant out a year, if he remains with that team, and then same with Klay, if he remains with that team, the Warriors still favorites to win the title.
You know, when going into Game 6, I was thinking, you know, if Toronto wins this series, I'm going to unload on Golden State. Golden State is going to be heavily favored against Toronto, and they're just going to – Golden State's going to roll over them in five games, all right, with or without Durant. I just thought Golden State was going to win the series. And then I was there for Game 6, and on the way back, I'm saying, you know what, I think Toronto's going to win this. I think I have a sneaking suspicion Toronto's going to win this series against Golden State, even if they do have Durant. I just had this feeling. That's why I bet on it with Horvy and you. I just had a feeling Toronto was on this mission. Being in Toronto and seeing that team, I was like, man, they're out for blood. They were not to be denied. And you know, I don't think this is going to be we'll see if it's going to be a carry on for the next couple of years for Toronto. They got to keep their guys, but they just look like they're on a mission, Bart.
It's Chuck and Winkler. I agree with you, and obviously the evidence proves that. 414-799-1250. More from you guys here along the way. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez coming up at 8 o'clock to see if, maybe Chris Middleton did make himself some more money with the injuries in this playoff series. Father's Day is coming up this weekend. There is still time to get Dad a gift that he, one, loves, will use, and won't break the bank. It's the gift of Harry's. Go to harrys.com, enter the code BART, and you will get a big-time deal on a gift for Dad. There's a couple of things that dads love, right? They don't like hassle, for one, and then they like deals, and this combines both of those. Harry's is a special offer for Father's Day. You'll get $5 off the shave set. Just tell Dad, hey, I got you a gift. I got $5 off something. I mean, the Harry's he'll love, but just the $5 off alone, he'll be excited for if dads are as into deals as I think they are. Treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Use the code BART at Harry's.com. Again, you'll get $5 off a shave set from Harry's. When you go to Harry's.com, use the code BART. You'll get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, and you'll get that for just $3. And the shipping's free when you use the code BART at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use BART to claim your offer. We can talk, and we are, about if there's a asterisk or if this is tainted or whatever for the Raptors. And the number one question from a lot of people, what if this was the Bucks? Well, we'll address that next.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks it's kind of end of us. That's just not smart. We're not done yet. You know, we lost this year. Clearly, this wasn't our year. You know, but it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. But, yeah. You know, I hear a lot of that noise. It's the end of a run and all that jazz. I don't see it happening, though. We'll be back.
I mean, that's what Vegas thinks at this point. Draymond Green of the Warriors, the Raptors are your NBA champions. TG tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Remember, guys, the Warriors won one finals without KD, and that was when the Cavs were down two All-Stars with Kyrie and Love.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, the Cavs won because they were healthy, so you could think that that was a little tarnished, too. Matt says, all these people calling and saying, give the Raptors credit, or that's what champs do, they sound like complacent Milwaukee fans that probably feel honored to have lost to the champs. Be pissed. This should have been the Bucks' title.
But it wasn't. They lost and they lost a seven-game series.
It should have been.
Well, you're right. Hey, I heard you say, like every day on the show, I don't see a team beating the Bucks 4 out of 7 games. And there were the Toronto Raptors. They did it, man. Yeah, the Bucks were heavily favored in that series against the Raptors. But the bottom line is, they didn't get it done. They didn't get it done. We could say all day, hey, you know, the Bucks, that could be the Bucks. That should be the Bucks. But that wasn't. Was not the Bucks. I think you go back in history and many teams that had the best record in the regular season, and you look back and you say, how did that team not win a World Series or a Super Bowl or whatever? But it wasn't. Did not happen.
Andy is in Appleton at 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. The first thing I got to say is you got the call before asking you, what if this was Milwaukee, and would we – would you still be saying that it's the word we're using now is tarnished? I mean, I think you got to look at scores to determine that. I mean, if Milwaukee goes to the finals and they're winning by 20, 30 points each game, I look at it and go, no, I don't think if Kevin Durant is there, I think the Bucks still win. But if, I mean, the Warriors lost the game last night by 1 point. I mean, that basically they lost by 1 point. You're telling me that without those two players in, that doesn't swing it by 1 point? I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, the Raptors still deserve all the credit in the world for getting to where they were and winning that title. There's no doubt about that, and they'll go down in history as the NBA champion. But I think we speculate about these things, and yes, we question, what's the difference if this happens? My other thing is, I don't know what the Warriors are doing in the last 10 seconds with their shot selection. You're down 1 point, and your solution is, hey, let's just have Curry quick toss up a three. That's unnecessary. I think you had enough time to work the ball a little, and everybody knows you want to go to Curry. I mean, try and get a two-point bucket. Curry's double-teamed on that shot. Somebody's got to be open. Somebody's got to be able to get in the lane, and I just question, like, everybody knew you were going to Curry. I just don't understand the shot selection.
Yeah, you're right. That's the first time that's been brought up since the game ended. But, yeah, I didn't think it was great. I mean, but Curry's hit shots like that before, but he was contested, and Curry was determined to shoot. I mean, if anybody you want to shoot your final shot, it's going to be Curry. You just think, could he have got a better shot than that? Or do you get somebody going to the rack, getting a foul, and take the lead for the free throw line?
I'm pretty surprised. I'm just reading some of the responses on Twitter as they come in. Again, at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and we had asked the question, do you put an asterisk next to the Raptors winning an NBA championship? And so we're asking a question to you guys to generate some conversation. Now, that's not saying that the station is saying we put an asterisk. Chuck and I are clearly discussing this throughout the day because it is a topic of conversation. Every time the fan Twitter account puts out one of these questions, it's like people are telling us, oh, stop, you're trolling.
I think everybody who talks about today's game is going to say, yeah, but would Golden State would have won Kevin Durant? Or
like we're the only ones asking this?
No. Come on. The number one question throughout the world talking about the series, yeah, but would the Raptors would have won if Klay would have stayed in that game last night? Number one. That's the number one caveat of that game last night.
And we're talking through it, man. Yeah. And we give you the chance to talk through it as well at 105.7 FM, The Fan. 414-799-1250. Lots of fallout from this, including what is going to happen in free agency, how it could affect the Bucks. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez in about an hour from now. Plenty of time to talk to you guys. It's 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.